Welcome back to the Xbox Insider Podcast. We're here again to go ahead and discuss a couple of things with you guys. The recent news of the Xbox 360 world. Let you guys know what we're up to. And also discuss what's going to be coming out here shortly on Xbox 360. I am joined here tonight by Jason Pesmer.
Hello.
Aaron Marth 989.
Howdy.
And I'm Edward, Gamertag Tam Xander. So I'm just going to jump in here and get you guys up and caught up on the news of last week.
Okay, in the news, the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, or without Call of Duty, depends on how you like it sliced, achievement list has come out over the night. Just pop over to the site and have a look at those, but I had a quick look at them myself. They look to be all single player with a bit of challenge mode, similar thing. So that should be interesting. All the UK Xbox 360 owners will be getting Sky TV next month. So yeah, that's always something new, exciting to look forward to, saying getting a little bit more out of your 360. The Left 4 Dead Crash Course DLC has come out during the week for 560 Microsoft points. You can add a new campaign to the game and an extra 250 achievement points. The Forza 3 and Brutal Legend demos have also come out this week. If you haven't got them, I would definitely advise going and picking them up because they're both pretty big name games. And hell, you may not like them, so just give them a play on the demo before you pick them up. Finally, if you haven't noticed, the Avatar unlockables have not yet arrived. I actually tried to talk to Microsoft about this, but I am yet to receive a response. They were first meant to come out with Splosion Man as the first XBLA game to have Avatar unlockables, and they were also meant to come out with Halo 3 ODST, which arrived on the 22nd of last month, and they are still not here. So yeah, we'll keep you updated as soon as we get a response from them.
That is pretty sad about Avatar unlockables. I've actually been looking forward to that.
It makes me a sad panda.
Yeah, me too. I know I've been waiting ever since Splosion Man came out for the Avatar unlockables, and every now and then I jump on there and jump through that first pane of glass just to see if I unlock one of the t-shirts, and nothing ever happens. It makes me very sad. Very sad indeed.
And it's pretty sad. I still haven't played it yet.
Oh, Splosion.
What?
Oh, you must die. You must die now.
I have it.
Oh, you got to compete against Mike Pez's times on all the different map levels.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Well, I made a mistake. It was that, or I was going to start Puzzle Quest, and I chose Puzzle Quest, and that game is long and not worth my time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And tell me, you bought it when it was 400 Microsoft points.
Actually, I paid 800 for it.
Oh, it went down onto gold. It went to the half-price gold.
Yeah, it was a gold special.
Yeah, really recently as well. Shame.
All right, so, well, what have you guys been playing this week? Ed?
I'll take it.
Okay, go, Aaron.
Okay, obviously, as most people would not have noticed, I haven't been on the website much this week because I've just started university, but I have actually been getting in quite a lot of gaming considering I'm actually at university. I've managed to pick up Silent Hill and play a bit of that. But the big news is that the three rooms that share my kitchen, there's an Xbox 360 in one of each of the rooms. And we've been playing split screen, Call of Duty 4 and Call of Duty World at War on my TV in my room. And just like split screening them up with like four friends. It's absolutely fun, brilliant. And I just have to say, if anyone from my dorm is actually listening to this, Jack, Raj, Rich and Jimbo, you're a bunch of noobs. Because I beat you in a game with 30 kills and 0 deaths.
Ouch.
Yes, I absolutely slaughtered them.
No, I'm just going to ask you, you have just a question. I know I'm sidetracking, but so you have like a suite with like a shared living room, kitchen, and then like four rooms off of it?
Suite? It's not a hotel.
No, this is a university. They treat us like animals. No, I've got a shared
bedroom. They have a pen.
I've got a shared bedroom, which is me and another guy sharing it. And between us, we have our own bathroom. And then there's another three rooms, which all have a shared bedroom and the one bathroom. And then coming off of those three rooms is a hallway that leads to a kitchen with a table. There is no living area, but there is the common room downstairs that I had to pay subs for, which has like a big 50-inch screen TV and a PS3 and a Wii and an Xbox and 7.1 surround sound.
But, nice.
And Sky, like, HD package and everything. So sports and everything are brilliant on that.
You have to pay to use that?
I have to pay £55 for the year, but that covers both the use of the common room and like all the sporting events that I can go to and all the social events and everything. So, but yeah, let's get back to the main point.
Yeah,
gotcha. I've been playing. I was just wondering because, yes,
tell us what you've been playing, buddy.
This week I have been playing. I know I've been trying to finish up a little bit of Puzzle Quest, so I off and on a little bit of Puzzle Quest. But the main game I've been playing, the Orange Box, and I have finished, for the most part, Portal, and for the most part, the Team Fortress 2 achievements, and I have started into Half-Life 2, which, of course, I've played that in Episode 1 before, so I think I'm about halfway through Half-Life 2 right now. And I probably have, like, another week, or maybe a week and a half on Half-Life 2. And then, like I said, I mean, I have some more arcade games I need to get back into and play. But for the most part, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, no one cares what I've been playing, but I'll tell you anyway. I've been playing a little bit of Skate 2. I picked up the DLC for that, or all of the DLC. So I've just gone through and getting some online achievements. Playing some more Saints Row 2 with my fiancé. Played through the entire of Halo ODST last weekend. The review's on the site if you want to have a look at that. And that made me want to play Halo 3, so I did that. Also played some Soul Calibur, some Need for Speed Shift, played some Left 4 Dead Online, and I just started Tales of Vesperia.
So you've been playing the entire Xbox 360 lineup.
Again, yes.
Again, yes. But your first game, you said you were playing Skate 2. I could never get the hang of those games. Never.
What, not even Skate 1?
The control system, I cannot...
It's beautiful.
I know it's good, but then again, I never really played skateboarding games like Tony Hawk's or anything either.
Oh, okay. So, Tony Hawk has an awful system, and Skate 2 has... Skate 1 and 2 have an amazing skate system. In fact, they added a bunch more over in Skate 2, and it's fantastic. Seriously.
I suppose you could call Skate 2 like the real system, and then Tony Hawk's kind of like an arcade version. You know, where it's like PGR is a real version of a car racing game, whereas things like Need for Speed are more arcadey because you can go 190 miles per hour around a corner without like sliding.
Well, actually, that's changed in Need for Speed Shift.
Oh, yeah, well, Shift Shift is the new frontier of Need for Speed.
And it's awesome, by the way. There'll be a review up on that about probably today or tomorrow. So keep an eye out for that, too.
Lovely job,
Link.
Self-plug. I 100%ed Soul Calibur 4 last night, and that was really difficult to do. Mostly because of the sheer amount of grinding.
Is it one of those ones where you've got to complete the entire arcade mode with every single character?
No, it's worse than that. You've got to buy every piece of equipment.
Oh.
And there is... to finish. If you finish one level, like the hardest level in the game... which you can glitch out, you get 12,500 gold for. To get all of the stuff I didn't have left over from when I finished the game after 70 hours, I still had 1.6 million gold worth of equipment to buy.
Sounds just like Enchanted Arms when it comes to grind power, then.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Enchanted Arms. Oh.
I liked that game.
Yes, like Devil May Cry.
System. I know it's got a terrible storyline, a terrible voice acting, it's got really long grinding.
It's not a good game, but it does have a good combat system.
They should have turned that into something like, you know, what's the, Warhammer. Maybe like they should have released the figures with cards and stuff, because that would have worked quite well.
Yeah, well, there's an online sort of Pokemon sort of mode for it, where you can battle each other's golem.
Yeah, I looked up, but there was no one on there.
Yeah, I know.
I went, that's a really hard game to get a hold of now, though, actually. Enchanted Arms. It's been out of print for quite a while, and I had to pay £15 for it second hand. It's the cheapest I could find it. It's actually quite a rare game now, so I'm going to hold on to that because it's in mint.
Okay, well, alright, let's talk about the releases.
Okay, then. And on to next week's releases. In America, next week you'll be getting NBA 2K10. Operation Flashpoint Dragon Rising, NBA Live 10, Saw, and Star Wars The Clone Wars Republic Hero. Then over in the EU, we're also getting NBA 2K10, Operation Flashpoint Dragon Rising, and also we're getting Star Wars The Clone Wars Republic Heroes. Then in Australia are only two of the titles that are coming out everywhere else, which is NBA Live 10 and Star Wars The Clone Wars Republic Heroes, which looks just like Star Wars The Force Unleashed, just not as good graphically.
Yep.
Just my opinion.
There's two arcade games as well, but I forgot which ones they are. There's South Park, what's it called? South Park Yellow Snow?
That's the Tower Defense.
Tower Defense. Yeah.
And what's the other one?
Go. Lucidity.
From Lucidity, from right. So yeah, just mention them.
No, that'll do. We mentioned them.
That'll do, Pig. That'll do. Who knows what that's from?
Babe. One.
And what?
Babe. Donkey?
What's that from?
Shrek 1.
Yeah!
Yay, I'm a winner.
Wait, whoa. So they were referencing Babe in that? Why? I never caught that until just now.
Oh
that
my is... God. Edward.
Wow. God.
You should be ashamed.
Oh, I never caught that until just now.
Slash reference ever.
It is a very blatant reference. Okay.
Sorry. I just can't believe that.
No, you can't. I can't believe you didn't pick up on that. That is, especially when you know the reference so well, like where it's actually referencing, and you don't pick up on the.
Yeah, I know that'll do, Pig, because that is like the perfect one. Wow.
No, that'll do, Donkey.
I lost it. Sorry.
You ruined the podcast for everyone.
Oh. Last week, I believe it was Wednesday. Was it Wednesday?
Possibly.
Yeah, because that was live release day, so.
It was. On Wednesday, one of the main major things that Xbox is going to try to do nowadays, and most like Lionhead Studios, and started with Fable 2, and they released Fable 2, Episode 1, which is going to be the first part of the episodic Fable 2 game, which is broken up into 5 parts, and they released the first part free on Xbox Live Arcade for all members, gold and silver. Now, it was 2 gigs large, and at the end, it gave you the option to download the second part and continue the game. I know that I was a little bit mistaken when I said before that it included all the... But it includes all the quests, and you can download the DLC, and it will work with the DLC. If you buy the first part and then go buy the full game, your save game will go ahead and work with the full game. And I was wrong thinking that the actual demo had achievements, because it does not. Any achievements you earn before you purchase the actual first part, you need to purchase part 2. Any achievements will not pop until you purchase that second part. And this has been causing a little bit of a rumble in the Xbox Live community. I know, Aaron, you and Jason both have some opinion on this as well.
Yeah, let's just say that Fable isn't the first game to do this. I mean, one of the most noteworthy games is Half-Life 2. Which has, as you may or may not know, Episode 1, Episode 2, and Episode 3 is coming. It was a pain in the ass when Half-Life did it. Sure, you get a bite-sized chunk of a game, and yeah, it'll come with some other games, like the Orange Box came out with other stuff, but in the long run, it's annoying, because you get a bite of a game, you get a third of the way through what they assumed to be how much you'll like of it, and then you have to wait another while before it's released. Now, with Fable 2, this isn't so bad, because Fable 2 has been out, so they've just split it. But it's an interesting marketing technique to say, hey, play the first quarter of the game if you don't want to buy the whole thing. And that will generally get some people in. But does anyone know How much is the actual? How many? There's five pieces of this DLC, isn't it? There's the. They've split it into five. Is that right?
I think so. Yeah. Five.
And how much is each piece? Do you know?
I'm not quite sure if they've been priced yet or not.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, they have been priced.
Oh, have okay. they?
They are. Yeah, the rest of the pieces are 800 points
each.
So, ooh.
800 points.
Yes.
So you're going to be
we get the first piece free, but points. The other four.
3,000.
So you're talking points. About yeah. That's yes. That's about $45 Australian.
And
where I could probably go pick up Fable 2 in its entirety on disc, where I wouldn't have to worry about my hard drive space, for about 30 or 35 maybe.
Yeah, that is absolutely ridiculous. And there's a point I wanted to bring up. Not only the fact that the game has been out for a while now, most places have got it on offer, including internet sites, let alone stores. I see it in a store the other day for £15, brand new. But the fact is, as most people know, the Fable games, even though they're brilliant, I love the Fable games, one of my favourite franchises, they are quite short games, especially if you're just sticking to the main storyline. If you want to blitz through the main storyline on Fable 2, you can do it in about 3 to 5 hours. How can you split that up into five pieces? You're going to pay 800 Microsoft points, play the game for an hour, 2 hours tops, and then you're going to be thinking, okay, then I could have just bought an arcade game for 800 Microsoft points. That'll give you, I don't know, 10, 20 hours gameplay.
I don't know. I think it's like I said, it's an interesting move to try and get people in. The pricing cost is obviously too high. No one's going to... I don't think even Ed can argue that. Can you, Ed?
I'm actually going to play devil's advocate here. And I... All right, so here I go. All right. I think this could be a good idea. And now, before we get into it, let's start where we need to start, which is it's a great idea for publishers. All right?
Fair enough.
It's a great idea because what happens in the used game market, they get absolutely nothing. All right? And I know that, I mean, everyone knows that's one thing that they fight for. They fight for the fact that in the used game market, they get absolutely nothing. So what they want to do is, the price point, I'll hit that a little bit later, but this is a good thing because they can get more money. The price point to the consumer, all right? Aaron, I haven't played Fable 2. I know you have. I don't know how long the game is, but let's consider we actually have a game that is total 20 hours long, all right? Mm-hmm. You buy the first fifth, you got yourself 4 hours of play for $10, if that's what the price point will remain. Now, hear me out continually. Now, see, a new game in a store will be like $50, right? Mm-hmm, maybe, $50 American, right? That's like what, 4,800 Microsoft points, okay. You want the first fifth, you pay your 800 points. Say you don't have that much money, right? And say you only have a weekend or a couple, you know, a little while on a weekend, then your next week is a little bit full, you have things to do. You go and you buy that first fifth of the game to get you through the weekend, and knowing that you may not be able to play until the next weekend or the weekend after that or after you get your paycheck, that's all you need. Why go out there and buy a full price game or even a used game when you maybe only have $10 to spare, and there, it got you through the weekend. Not saying that's everybody, and yes, if you'd only have, you know, $10 to spare on a video game, maybe you shouldn't spare it and go buy yourself a
sandwich,
a big burger meal or something. You could. But what I was saying and what I meant is it's good for people who like bite-sized parts. What it should go for, and I'm glad Fable 2 did it, but who should do it? RPG makers. That would be absolutely perfect for them.
Something like Fallout 3 would work quite well.
Yeah, Fallout 3 would work well.
But the only downside to that is, I mean, say you have like a 60-hour RPG and someone just buys the first fifth, you don't know when they're going to come back and buy the rest, you know? So
I just want to say, though, RPG makers, you may think it'd be great, but take into account, though, that first fifth won't be worth as much as the rest of it, because the first, say, 5 hours of an RPG is usually next to nothing. Usually mostly just story.
And grinding.
Yeah, exactly. So to have that priced at the same amount is pretty lame. Now, if companies start doing this for full-price retail games, I'll be all right with it. But this isn't a full-price retail game, and they are paying a premium for it. So you can slice it up however you want, but take into account, though, that in the end, these people will be paying, you know, an extra, I don't know, $5-$10 more than the actual game is worth in a store where you get a physical copy of the disc and you can trade it in once you're done. It's the same games on demand argument we've had before.
Yeah, which my argument, actually, with my article that I put, I had a lot of people agree with the fact that they wanted to own the game so that they could then lend it to friends, take it around friends' house, and trade it in when they're done with it.
Absolutely.
With downloaded games, you cannot do this. I personally think that Microsoft should also implement a return policy on arcade games, where you can trade them in for maybe, I don't know, a fifth of the Microsoft points you used them for. Because I know there's some games I've played on arcade that I know I've completed them, and I will never play them again.
The other thing is... I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, that's right. There's also no price deduction in arcade games. Like, you buy this DLC, sure, but in-store it's only going to go down more in price until it gets, you know, to rock bottom. This arcade, this DLC, will always be at that price. It's not going to go down ever.
Well, I just run the numbers right now, and I can buy Fable 2 from my local game station on offer right now, brand new copy for $14.99. 3,200 Microsoft points is $27.20, so that's a plus of maybe £12. So that's probably about $20. It's just not worth it. They're not making it worth people's time, download bandwidth, especially for you in Australia, and money. To go for this route, it's just not economical. It's just not a smart choice to go by, like most of the games on demand hasn't been.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, if you break it down to, like, the bandwidth itself, in Australia, most internet plans are about 10 gig a month. So if you get this, you're already using up a fifth of your bandwidth. Just wanted to say it.
Yeah, it's crazy, especially if you're, like, online game a lot with things like Call of Duty and Halo. Because you're going to want to use that bandwidth to have fun with your friends, not download a game to start with.
All right. Well, I think we've come to a good agreement here. Two against one, Ed's wrong.
Yeah.
And the idea sucks.
Oh.
Your opinion loses, and it will be stricken from the record. Everything you've said on the podcast will be deleted.
And changed to, I'm wrong.
Every time Ed said something, I'm just going to go... either audio deleted or I'm wrong, guys. I'm wrong.
All right.
Ready to wrap?
Yeah, let's wrap up.
I've just
don't type that,
this little conversation at the bottom here. Move on after Pez. Director Dom, I like. Ruffle, told you that I had your part on the podcast. I'm trying to get Ed out so he gets fed up. My mum already called from downstairs. She's, I won't say that word. Hungry. Aye, bitches. Okay, that'll be.
Oh, competition. All right, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, the competition.
We have a winner.
We do have a winner. Thank you for listening this long. Aaron is a fag.
Damn it.
Just wanted to say. Okay, we won't do the same thing we did last time, which is get really off track. We're going to announce the winner now.
Who was it?
Who was the winner? Anyone?
I don't know.
Want to announce it?
I don't.
I get it emotional.
Anyone remember? Dom, tell us, please. We can use Dom like this every week. He can be like the Left 4 Dead, you know, the, what's it called? You know, where it places the weapons and the enemies.
Oh, the horror director or whatever they call it.
Yeah. We can use Dom, and he can keep us on track and stuff. Because, well, as most people know, we drift out a lot, and...
Like, that's a complete fabrication of the truth.
Oh, yeah.
The AI director.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, ID Director. That's the one.
Okay. All right. I've rolled a six-sided dice here to choose who does it.
Six.
I was one and two. Aaron was three and four, and Ed was five and six, and it landed on Ed. So Ed, announce it.
Oh, cool.
Alrighty.
Time of death. I mean, time of competition win.
And the winner of the Xbox Insider Kingdom for Keflings competition goes to
drumroll
Dubsy.
Yay, Dubsy!
Now,
don't forget, once you've won something, it's a tradition that you have to go into the forum and say that you've won something so people can prove that our prizes are real. Otherwise, we'll find you and we'll teabag you. Lots. In real life.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
We've pretty much got all the countries coming, so.
Yeah, we'll expect you to post that in there, Dubsy. And after the podcast, I have to run out to dinner. But when I get back, actually, I'll just... because I'm not even... buy my Xbox. I'm at my parents, so I guess I'll have to. If you can wait, I will send it to you.
Well, you can.
I'll probably send you a PM on the forum.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to say, Modern Warfare 2 achievements are up on the site. Please do go check it out. Also, there is a bunch of reviews coming, both from Ed and myself, because we're hardworking little munchkins. Join the forums. Have fun. Listen to the podcast and rate us in iTunes. Only if it's good, don't rate us if it's bad, because we don't really want them. We're not popular enough to be able to weed out trolls and make us more popular. So, just saying. Oh, and also go onto the forums and please do submit feedback on how to make either the site or the podcast better, because we are always looking for suggestions on how to be less lame. If we were lame in the first place, just saying.
Don't think we are. We're awesome.
I was going to say that's a challenge, but...
yeah, so if you want us to be more awesome, please do go onto the forums and just to let us know. Let us know a direction you'd like us to go in. Like, I mean, if you want me to podcast without pants, I can make that happen.
I guarantee you're podcasting right now without pants on anyway.
You're actually correct, but... that's... Fine. If you want me to podcast with pants,
I think that's more like it. Would you please put some trousers on? This is a formal event.
Trousers. That's like Adidas.
Trousers. We invented them. Well, we probably didn't.
Yeah, no. Trousers are 100% correct. I wear trousers to work.
Yeah. Well, what did it come from? Because obviously the original ones were pantaloons. So where
I don't know.
Trousers come from.
I don't know.
I don't think it has anything to do with
it. I wish I had a set of pantaloons, honestly.
Why? You like really tight Robin Hood style trousers. Oh no, they're tight.
Who doesn't? Hello. Never mind. Alright, let's wrap up again. Well, let's completely wrap up.
Oh, are we going to have a new competition for the next podcast?
Not as of yet, but please do keep an eye out on the website, because we have got some stuff. We're trying to get some more codes and everything to give to people. We do have some, but sometimes we're tight and don't like to give them out. Just saying.
Should we just give someone a random one? But no, we have to think of a contest, and thinking of a contest would take us like 5 minutes here.
Yeah, just we can do that.
Let's just post one on the site in the coming week.
Well, just keep an eye out on the site when the podcast is up, and hopefully we'll have a new contest for you guys.
We'll put it in the podcast post. So at the bottom, after the little bit subscribing to iTunes and everything, there'll be a little competition in there. Haven't got a clue how we're going to do it yet, but that's where you'll find it. There'll be a free game.
It's actually pretty sneaky too, because it means they'd have to listen to the podcast to know that a competition will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So,
that's right.
Fans, our lore fans will know about it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
We are absolute filthy whores.
We're like ninjas.
And it'll be a random one. We have some randoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got a little bit of swag to give away, so no harm, no foul.
We might as well make our listeners happy.
That's right. Because that's in the long run, that's who we're here for.
Spreading the love.
Feeling the love.
Feeling the love and spreading the love.
It's like a big love orgy.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, thanks. All right, so I'm going to wrap up because I feel like it. Is that all right, guys?
Wrap it.
Okay.
What?
Thank you for joining us here on the Xbox Insider podcast. Firstly, to Director Dom for being in the background and letting us know when we get off track. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, too. I have no idea. I never know what to say. It's just like, thank you, goodbye.
Ed, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for wrapping up. So
no, not a problem. I just wanted to mix it up a little.
I know. I've done it for like the last, six, seven?
Every podcast, actually.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I mean, if we want to mix up roles, we can do that. All right. So, like I said, keep an eye on the forums. Do submit feedback, only if it's good. And help us make the site a better place to be. Make it the gaming paradise you all want a bit more. Okay, I am Jason, Gamertag Pesma. Join us in on the next podcast and on the forums. Have fun, play fair, send feedback, or file a complaint.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Man, we could be some kind of, like, internet killing machine.
Oh, my God. That'd be crazy.
Are your shoes on?
Are your shoes on?
But your fucking shoes on!